Blog Talk Radio.
Funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, graphable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay.
Happy Wednesday. You're listening to Art of Seduction with Grey Eyes Smith, Pam Ray, and Weaver of Dreams. And tonight's show is based on a contest that Pam ran called, the Art of Seduction Valentine's Day. And she has a bunch of prompts that people have written to including pictures and quotes and pictures with quotes. And, yeah, so it should be a wonderful night of poetry. That said, I'm going to go to the studio here and bring on some callers. Hello, and welcome to the show, Weaver.
Hello. Good evening.
How are you? Hi. Good evening.
Hi. I'm awake.
AKA 3 in the morning where you are.
Yeah. It's a lovely time of the day, lovely time of the night, lovely time of the morning. Who cares? I'm awake and I'm enjoying myself, so hello.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, so next we have Pam Ray.
Hello there.
Hello, Miss Pam Ray.
Hello, Gray. Yes, hello, Gray. Hello, Kate. Good to hear you both. Happy Valentine's Day to
you
and our listeners.
Thank you, Pam. Great to hear
you
again, my dear.
Thank you.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you very much. Good to hear your voice. All right, so we have one more caller. And this is area code 703. Who's calling, please?
Hey, it's Zach. I'll be here.
Hey, Zach, how are you?
Good. I'm good. Good to be here. Looking forward to this for a while.
Hi,
yeah,
Zach.
Absolutely. Great to hear your voice.
Hey. Here we go.
Here we go.
Exciting.
Sorry?
Exciting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, Weaver, what do we have first?
Well, first we have Yearning for You by Stelina. And unfortunately, we do not have a SoundCloud for this because that would have been absolutely fabulous. But unfortunately, we don't. So I will do my very, very best not to ruin it for you, Stelina. Don't listen. Don't listen. Right, okay. This is called Yearning for You. I loved you long before I saw you. You captured my heart with the essence of you. Your poetic soul, the sound of your voice, your laughter, like a symphony of hearts dancing on the air. Your eyes, which look deep into my soul, drowning me in azure waterfalls, sultry, silver, starlight seduction. Longing surges within me to kiss the corner of your smile, to sip such sweetness as the bee sucks nectar, to run my fingers through your wayward locks that slip like silken ribbons between them, sweeping over my flushed flesh in tantalizing tendrils, to caress each cashmere contour, seeing how my touch arouses you, makes me tremulous breath grow weak with anticipation. I yearn to softly stroke the length of you, feel your burning passion rising, to take offer in whichever way you please. I want to absorb you within me, to be one with you, to feel us bound together in heightening ecstasy until we reach the pinnacle of unimagined pleasure. My appetite for you is never sated. It is endless. Like my love for you, I see no other. I want no other. I need no other. All that you are, were or ever will be, entices me. You are the illusion of perfection in my beguiled eyes. End poem.
Amazing read, and what a fantastic write. You know, you can feel the passion, the desire, the longing, the want, the need. I want to absorb you within me, to be one with you, to feel us bound together in heightened ecstasy until we reach the pinnacle of unimagined pleasure. This is a steamy, right? You know, it's full of passion and desire. So beautifully penned. Thank you, Stelina, for sharing. And Pam Ray, what did you think?
Oh, I thought this had such wonderful imagery, beautiful, romantic, and passionate lines that speak to me on true love and desire sparked from the very beginning. And I really like this all the way through. But especially, my appetite for you is never sated. It is endless like my love for you. I see no other. I want no other. I need no other. Wonderful lines and very well done.
I Excellent comment, Pam. Thank you so much. And Zach, what are your thoughts?
Oh, it was striking. I loved how it was like the attraction happened long before they saw each other. So it was predates love at first sight. And such, there was like an essence kind of reaching the speaker from the sweetness. There's the sweetness that unfurls kind of later on, like a flower. And of course, there's very heavy, like, unrequited love there, I think. And it's beautiful, lively, kind of writhing love. And satisfaction is only guaranteed with that one person, apparently. So it's a bit Greek telling of lust, love, through the oscillating lens of nature. So I really enjoyed it. Well done.
Great comment, Zach. Thank you so much. And we heard you read it. What did you think?
Oh, as ever. She never, ever disappoints this year, Stelina. Absolutely beautiful. I loved it. There was so much pathos and love. It reminded me of the me I was before I became the cynical me I am. And that must have been a lovely way to feel in those days. You know, you saw the best in everyone. And your love was forever, and it would never end, and it would always be totally wonderful. And yes, I hope that is the way love goes for everybody, because that's the way you would love it to be. So, Stelina, thank you so much for reminding me of what I used to be. Thank you for sharing.
Excellent comment, Weaver. Thank you so much. All right, where are we to next?
Where are we to next? I love that. Right, sorry. Happy Valentine, darling, by Ruby2446. And Zach, we are going to put you to work, my dear. So if you would care to read this for us, thank you.
Absolutely. On rare occasions before you, music had held my soul enthralled, stirred sensations of freedom that left me breathless, created a place where I surrendered myself completely for moments where melodies and rhythms release me from reality as they seep into my soul, previously untouched, a place that yearned to express itself, to be seduced, to become an active part of me, a living, pulsing entity that needed something like music, but more, a primal, yearning nod music, trying to fill the void momentarily. I had to come to it. Let my soul be filled with transient notes, yet letting myself believe, dream the almost unimaginable, that there could be a man who could be my soul's music while he steals my heart, deliciously ravages my body into a million erotic moves, holds my flesh into his desires, etches songs of ancient lovers on my skin, presses lips on lips, turning my willing body to burning flesh, as rolling waves of desire build, rising, breaking, as we ride the crest, and mind, body, soul ignite, as we create a new symphony, my unimaginable now reality, everything and more. You are all I dreamed of. You bring new music to my soul, and now I'm free. My heart and soul and body all now sing together. You are the one, the only one, who touched my soul, found the key, and slipped gently beyond my heart to the place that holds the essence of me, and gave it melodies, completing my jigsaw. The love you give exceeds those lonely dreams, a gift so beautiful, so hot, so raunchy, while its delicacy enthralls with its depth of devotional foreverness. And I love the flowers, too. Happy Valentine's, darling. You may unwrap your gift now. I'm all yours. Amen. That's all.
Wow.
Great read, huh? Great read. And Ruth, what a poem. You know, she really lays herself out in this, right, you know, leaves her heart and soul bare. I had succumbed to it, let my soul be filled with transient notes, yet letting myself believe, dream the almost unimaginable, that there could be a man who my soul's music, who could be my soul's music, while he steals my heart, deliciously ravages my body in a million erotic moves, molds my flesh to his desires, at your songs of ancient lovers on my skin, presses lips on lips, turning my willing body to burning flesh. Wow, that's steamy. You know, it's very passionate and erotic. You know, it's quietly graceful in its eroticism, which is a beautiful thing to be able to do that. That's very talented, really. 2446. Thank you for sharing. And Weaver, what did you think?
Well, firstly, very well done on the read, Zach. That was epic. I really enjoyed it. I just scrambled out of a cool bath. By God, that was steamy. Phew. Oh, dear. I don't know if I can take this kind of excitement. I should have rethought this. Very good. Very well done. It was a beautiful piece of poetry, Ruby. I really enjoyed it. There was so much passion and beautifully written as well, which, you know, it is great because you've got that dynamite going through it. It's just, it could be like sparklers going off. It was so cool. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Lisa. Thank you so much. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this is absolutely stunning by Ruby. Wonderful imagery throughout. Such a fun, sexy, and creative ending with the unwrapping of the gift of self. And beautiful all the way through with its sensuality that speaks to both flesh and soul. But I do especially like where she says, "You bring new music to my soul, and now I'm free. My heart and soul and body all now sing together. You are the one, the only one who touched my soul, found the key and slipped gently beyond my heart to that place that holds the essence of me and gave it melodies." Wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you so much, Pam. Great comment. And Zach, you read it. What did you think?
Pretty hot. Yeah, all the way through. It didn't let up. It just built. So it was kind of like 0 to 100 and just stayed at 100 and probably more than that. So I thought it was awesome.
Fantastic comment, Zach. Thank you very much. All right, Weaver, what would you next?
And next we have You by Talia R7. And Pam, would you like to give this a little read for us, please?
Oh, I absolutely will. All right. You by Talia R7. With you I feel complete. You make my life so sweet. When I am with you, nothing and no one else matters. It's just you. Everything is about you. The way you move around me makes me desire you more and more each day. Your smile is what drives me wild. I never knew a man could do all this to me and more. You are the wine that has me addicted to your taste, flavor, and alcohol. Each day you are around, I want more. Truly, you make me whole. You really touch my soul. You are my heartbeat. You are so sweet. You are that special part that connects, that makes us one. To the man I love and cherish, happy Valentine. End poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And I really enjoyed the poem. You know, it's such a passionate and desirous letter to your Valentine. You know, who wouldn't want to hear these words expressed to them from their lover? It's just magical. Great, right? And thank you for sharing, Talia. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Ah, another beautiful, beautiful worded poem. I love all the passion and the love that comes around at this time of year. It's just, you just wish that was every single day, wouldn't you? You turn to your loved one and say, "Here's a box of chocolates and I love you." That would just be ideal. But it's nice that it's once a year at least. So yes, I thought you made today very special with your poem, Talia. So thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you so much. And Zach, what did you think?
I thought it was like, it felt like the complimentary feeling of people like kind of feeling each other out as they get to know each other. And there's a sort of like this chemical attraction that's enhanced by like the heavy allure of the alcohol. So it just enhanced kind of the bond that grew between them, I think, in a very sensual way. It's really well done.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Zach. And Pam Ray, you read it. What did you think?
Well, first of all, I'm really hoping that with this voice, I sound more like a sexy blues singer than the evil villain that's supposed to take over the world, like my daughter told me.
you're the former. You are definitely the former.
Oh, my God. But, no, I thought this was wonderful. What a delightful write for Valentine's Day. I love how she uses the simile or the comparison to alcohol, you know, the kind of intoxicating love that gives you a high. And I thought it was a beautiful, heartfelt Valentine's Day dedication to the man that she loves and cherishes. So very well done.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment, Pam. Thank you so much. Okay, we will move to next.
And next we have Be My Valentine by Betty Page. And I will read this one. Be My Valentine. Come with me, my love. Aquamarine paradise. Sway with me. Let's dance. Be my Valentine. Kiss me neath shimmering stars. Get fully entwined. Tangled up sweetly, sit by the shore, you and me, gaze at ocean waves, tumbling back and forth, bubbling, spilling so softly, caressing seashells, delicate pastels, rose pink starlight sparkling, curves overflowing, intimate romance, love being held in your arms, you're my magic man, classy as diamonds, elegant, so debonair, my one and only, you're all that I want. Everything I desire, my sweet gentleman. My favorite wish, please tell me that you'll be mine. You're all I've dreamed of. No one I want more. Let's ferociously make love from dusk until dawn. Fine-colored glass shines glistening in warm sunrise. Rainbow clouds, daydream. Seaside brunch for two. Pleasurably enjoying sweetest Valentine. End poem.
Beautiful read, Katie. And I like the write. You know, it's definitely got a Betty voice to it. You know, intimate romance, love being held in your arms. You are my magic man. Classy as diamonds. Elegant, so debonair. My one and only. You're all that I want. Everything I desire. My sweet gentleman. My favorite wish. Please tell me that you'll be mine. You're all I've dreamed of. You know, it's just so loving and so passionate and so filled with desire that, you know, just reaches out of the work and into your heart. It's just a beautiful thing to be able to do. So thank you for sharing, Betty. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this is beautiful. As always, Betty does a wonderful job with her 575 lines, brilliant imagery, a wonderful central write on and romantic, on romantic nights spent together on the beach. I really feel like Betty's painted a picture of her ultimate dream Valentine's Day. And I really like this all the way through, but I especially thought the sensuality really comes out in delicate pastel, rose pink starlight sparkling, curves overflowing. And no one I want more. Let's ferociously make love from dusk till until dawn. Wonderful lines. Very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. And Zach, what are your thoughts?
There was a like an open blue, like aquamarine feeling to it. Like the dance that started it off, and then definitely got like pretty heavy with the sex on the beach and kind of like an epic show of devotion through a myriad of like seashells and imagery, concrete to for the mind's eye to see, I guess. So it was great. I mean, I don't think Valentine's Day gets much better than that. So I thought that was well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Zach. And Weaver, you read it. What did you think?
As ever, again, beautifully done. It's just the love and the caring that are shown by the people who are writing this poetry tonight. I particularly loved classy as diamonds, elegant, so debonair, my one and only. That's just so sweet. You would want so. I'm thinking, not Frank Sinatra. I'm thinking Fred Astaire. Yes, with the top hat and the tails, doing the quick dance across the sand towards her. Beautiful. Very well done, Betty. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you, Weaver. All right, so what do we have next?
And next we have Did You See Me Today by Pizza Party Pants. Love it. And Gray, I cannot wait to hear you read this one. So Did You See Me Today by Pizza Party Pants.
Okay, and you asked me to read that again?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. I sat behind to see your colorful eyes. Feels like I've known you before. I even met you. The way you have a hard time maintaining eye contact. The way you constantly look down, shyly. Your perfection without constraint. Your beauty without trying. The next day came. Endlessly amazing in every way. Cannot write words in your dreamy face. I'm lost in your mind, meshing in. You have my heart on your chest. The frequencies connect to a loving beat, melodically melting to the sound of your feet with mine, dancing to the end of time. Do you want to be alone together, watching the movies in cold weather? Talking to me about your day forever, seeing your baking skills in pleasure. I think it's time to finally smile as I walk by you. I wave and you wave back. The start of something new and poem. And what are your thoughts, Weaver?
I'm still enthralled by the handle. It's fabulous. No, this is very pretty, very nice, very sweet. Somebody seeing somebody and never actually talking to them before, but from being completely enamored by their perfection. That's just so lovely. I love, do you want to be alone together, watching the movies in cold weather, talking to me about your day forever, seeing your baking skills and pleasure. That's somebody who really wants a relationship and the perfect kind of relationship. So they've waved to each other. Oh, good. That's so nice. That's the start of something wonderful. So thank you for sharing that with us, Pizza Party Pants. I loved it.
Great comment. Thank you. And Tamray, what are your thoughts?
Oh, this is beautiful. And Pizza Party Pants is a fairly new name to me. So I'm glad they were inspired for the show, and I hope to see more of their writes. I really like the sense of young, innocent romance that is in this rite, and how it brings forth the romance and the tenderness without actual any touching or a lot of verbal communication, but rather just the looks and the smile. And I love how this speaks on the idea of the start of a blossoming love, and it was wonderful all the way through, but I especially did like that second stanza with ending with the words, to a loving beat melodically melting to the sound of your feet with mine, dancing to the end of time. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Cam. And Zach, what are your thoughts?
There's a familiarity with the other in the poem to such an extent that just like a chemical attraction and like a linking together via sonar too, so or something like that with a frequency. So that was really cool. And also like there's this yearning for the other to be happy throughout, and that is done through, I guess, spending time and asking the right questions and not being so like putting pressure on the other. Letting the thing unfold naturally and just as it goes, it's how it should be. I liked it a lot.
Well, absolutely. Great comment, Zach. And, oh no, the horrible, yucky sound is back. Wow, I enjoyed to hear that. But, you know, I enjoyed the write. You know, I like the innocence in it. It feels like I've known you before I even met you. The way you have a hard time maintaining eye contact. The way you constantly look down shyly. Your perfection without constraint. Your beauty without trying. You know, when somebody captures your imagination, takes it away with them, that's a powerful connection. So I thought it was wonderful. Excellent, right? And thank you for sharing. Party pants. Pizza party pants. All right, we are going to be doing next.
And next we have, oh, I'm not muted, all good. Next we have The V-Day Vexed by Lakota Brody. Anyway, Mr. Brody and Jack, would you be so kind as to read this for us, please?
Magical fusion, serious, illustrious illusion, the astrophysical glue of reality shatters the fantasy, but I can tell you in all totality, when it comes to you, I am there. You are eloquently, yet erotically, electrifyingly iconic, visually splendid, unwavering, and never-ending, emotionally solid, mentally steadfast, tactile sensitivity. You are the red blood heart of my desire, ice cold, hot or not, a superior force. You fell into my existence and brushstroke the world. You fell into my existence and brushstroke my world chaotically and creatively, an artist's rendition. Unimagined stiletto sensations, proving you to be the missing piece of my soul. Instantaneous, unexplainable intoxication. Mythological, out of control. The kind of occurrence that just isn't believed. Irreversible and irreparable. The kind of eerie enchantment that is just obscene. The caliber and depth of this chance, happenstance, is something straight out of a field of dreams. You and I were meant to be forevermore in perpetuum, in this life and onto the next, with Dr. Desire always there constantly, providing perverse potions with delicate creams, talons of tenderness make you feel the affection, devotion, and fondness makes you see, intensifying the passion, calling out the yearning, the hunger, the ardency, fervor, and enthusiasm for us to be we, encompassing the dark imagery of the surreal. The kaleidoscope knife has sliced through our separate misfortunes, brought you to me, and I to you, our two souls together, an unparalleled, untainted pleasure. Seemingly supernatural, love rears its regal head, mysterious effects, jump rope, play hide and seek, and bewitch, necromantic, thaumaturgic, extraordinary, marvelous, prodigious, incredible, stupendous, put simply, words as they are, proved to be totally inadequate. Nothing feels like this to describe our unprecedented fusion of each other's essence. Into one totality of vital force, iconic love that will resonate forever, never to fade or walk away. But what of this? All I want is your kiss. Happy Valentine's Day, my beautiful man. And poem.
Fantastic read, Jack. And I enjoyed it. You know, she really has a way with words, big words, too. You did a great job of reading those. But unimagined stiletto sensations proving you to be the missing piece of my soul. Instantaneous, unexplainable intoxication, mythological and out of control. The kind of occurrence that just isn't believed. Irreversible, irrevocable. The kind of eerie enchantment that's just obscene. You know, when some people have a connection that's just beyond comprehension, it's so powerful and so natural. So, you know, you really have to follow those pointers that life provides for you and carry on with the connection that is evolving. So it was a beautiful write. What did you think, Lee?
Oh, it was beautiful. Very well done, Zach. I bet you're glad I'm giving you all the easy ones to read tonight. Sorry. I am so sorry, but I know you're up to it. I know
definitely.
You're well and able. I know. But that was That was very well done. That was I'm surprised your poor tongue isn't all twisted, but you did amazingly, so thank you. And this was an amazing
write. Kind of, a bit of it, but, you know.
Well, that's, blimey, that's understandable. If that had been me, that would have been most of it. Don't worry about it. I tried reading it just now, and I thought, no, perhaps not. But yes, anybody who can write. Well, that's good. That's always good. This is the beauty of this kind of program for us. You know, we're all just amateurs, apart from Pam and Gray. We're all just amateurs. And so, you know, we learn as we go along. You should have heard me when I first started. Well, I'm not any better now, but it was terrible before. Yeah, beautifully done. And I love this one a lot. I thought it was so, there was so much in it to enjoy. And the fact that someone could write something like this and give it to us to enjoy is just stupendous. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. Lakota Brody, I can't say your name, I do apologize. Maybe Pam will be able to say it better. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Great comment, thank you, Weaver. And Pam Ray, what did you think?
First of all, I couldn't help but think, as I was reading along with this, as I was listening to Zach, that between Lakota Brody's poem and Zach's vampire rites that he does, that the two of them should work together on a dark sensual collaboration. You know, just throwing that out there. Take it or leave it. But I think they'd work well together. I thought this was wonderful dark sensuality, a really great erotic seduction. It shows that not all Valentine's Day romance is meant to be vanilla. I love the sense of connection that it speaks on that forevermore. I really like this all the way through, but I really particularly like talons of tenderness make you feel the affection, devotion, and fondness make you feel, intensifying the passion, calling out the yearning, the hunger. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. Thank you so much. And Zach, you read it. What did you think?
Oh, fantastic. I couldn't, like, I had to, like, pause a few times, but I wanted to do it justice. I didn't want to stumble over it because a few of the words, one of them eluded me, but I think I pronounced it correctly. It was very well written all the way throughout. It's superlative. I couldn't, like, think straight while reading it. It was awesome.
Great comment. Thank you, Zach. excellent read and a great write. But I guess somebody said something about the bubbling sound, and Robbie said, it's not my aquarium, I promise. And Rosie said, maybe it's Zach's bong. So, thank you for participating in the group, everyone.
Lord have mercy.
Absolutely. So what do we have next, Eva?
And next we have Bringing Sexy Back by La Belle Rouge. And I will read this one, La Belle Rouge. Okay, Bringing Sexy Back. Watch me across a crowded room as the milling multitude disappears without fanfare into the woodwork. Devour me with devilish eyes while you give me a look that unabashedly says, you, me, fireworks tonight. Tip your fedora, you better wear one. Give me that knowing wicked wink as you undress me with your eyes. Cross the room and take my hand. Now kiss it slowly, back, then palm. Leisurely taste red-tipped fingers and whisper that thing you whisper. You know, the phrase that always makes me blush with anticipation. Pull me close as your hand slips from the small of my back down. Skin flames, chills run up my spine. Oh no, mister, I won't make it too easy. Watch the sensual sway of my hips as I walk away, looking over my shoulder just long enough to lick my mouth and wait for you to read my lips. A revelation so explicit you blush and hold your hat over your zipper. Love will never grow old and cold. We know how to bring the sexy back. End poem.
Fantastic read, Weaver. And Pam Ray, what are your thoughts?
Well, somebody's obviously a Justin Timberlake fan, huh? I thought this was beautiful. You know, fun, sexy. I really like how she got into the feisty spirit of Valentine's Day. You know, it was not only a great tribute to that song with the fedora, the classic wear, that, you know, the ultimate sexy of a man dressing up to the nines. But La Belle Rouge is a new name to me, so very cool, again, to see a new name, and I'm glad she was inspired. And, you know, I hope she's inspired more, and I really like this all the way through, but especially, you know, the phrase that always makes me blush with anticipation and the attitude of, oh, no, mister, I won't take it too easy. Watch the sensual sway of my hips as I walk away looking over shoulders just long enough to lick my mouth. You know, wonderful saucy lines and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you so much. And Zach, what did you think?
There was like an amazing sense of like a dark invitation throughout, kind of a, like a sensual adventure as the lovers escape and begin to like circle one another, play a bit of a game, like cat-like almost. So there's that very like dynamic duo to the piece, that dynamic duo aspect to the piece that just complemented each other well. Felt like Catwoman and Batman for sure.
Absolutely. Great comment, Zach. Thank you. And yeah, you know, I enjoyed the write too. You know, I enjoyed the playfulness of it. You know, that I'm not going to make it too easy. Watch the sensual sway of my hips as I walk away, looking over shoulder just long enough to lick my mouth and wait for you to read from my lips. A revelation so explicit you blush, you can hold your hat over your zipper. Love will never grow old and cold. You know how to bring sexy back. I like it. It was a wonderful poem, and you did a fantastic read. Speaking of which, what did you think of the poem?
Oh, yes. Perfect. I enjoyed reading it. I just thought it was so cleverly put. The fact that you didn't ever get to know what that special phrase was, the fact that she walked away and just enticed him with a look, so very clever. That's the way it should be. That's certainly the way to bring sexy back. So I found it most enjoyable. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. All right, Weaver, what do we have next?
And coming up next is Oh My My by Jodie Melson. And Gray, could you give this a read for us, please?
You betcha. So we have Oh My My by Jodie Melson. Oh, my, my, in the heart of whispers where secrets softly lie, beneath the crimson skies, through passion-infused eyes, there you stand, a vision, setting my soul awry. In your gaze, I see me a more, an angel, of that I am sure. Where you go, I go. I'm loving all your warnings in their mystery. I row over the falls without fear. Without fear I go, like the river my love for you will flow. Oh, my, my, in the deep blue of the night, a danger wrapped in beauty, in shadows and in light. With every caution thrown, my heart takes flight, drawn to your flame. In your danger, I delight. Your eyes, a constellation, mapping paths untold. In their depths, I find stories, brave and bold. You get me high on thoughts of an uncontrolled love, a journey through your essence in whispers from above. Oh, my, my. What else can I say? Every day, I just won't go away. Your warning signs, like stars in the darkness shine, virtues of caution in every line. Yet, in your danger, the danger I find is truly a love divine. So let the world spin in its endless, boundless spin. With you I dance on edges where few have ever been. In your warnings, I find safety, a paradox within. For your danger, my love, is where our love begins. Oh, my, my. Amidst the warning signs, you're a revelation, a tempest of affection, my heart's destination. In your danger, there is a beauty, a thrilling sensation. This Valentine's, in your love, I find my salvation. End poem. What did you think, Weaver?
Oh, beautifully read, by the way, Gray, beautifully read. And this is, yeah, this is lovely. So someone's found exactly what they want. There's a beauty, a thrilling sensation, it's Valentine's. In your love, I find my salvation. That's all you can ask of somebody that you care about, isn't it? That you feel safe with them and happy with them. And that blooming noise, ah, I find it so hard to concentrate with that bubbling sound. It's not even as if it's quiet. It's so loud. Oh, anyway, oh, thank you. It stopped. I love it. Control. Ah, dear. Right, so yes, in your gaze I see mi amor, an angel of that I'm sure. Where you go, I go. I'm loving all your warnings and their mystery. Yeah, this is beautifully written and so full of passion. So, yeah, thank you so much for sharing that with us, Jody. It was beautiful.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you so much. And Pam Ray, what are your thoughts?
Well, I really like the way he starts so many of those stanzas with, oh, my, my. That is such a clever use of repetition. Wonderful imagery, beautiful lines all the way through, speaking on a love that is reckless and spinning out of control and filled with abandonment and followed to the ends of the earth. And I really like those end lines. But I also like your eyes, a constellation mapping paths untold in their depths. I find stories brave and bold. You get me high on thoughts of an out of control love, a journey through your essence in whispers from up above. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Excellent comment, Pam. Thank you so much. And Zach, what did you think?
And
hello, Zach.
Yeah,
sorry
about that. I guess I was muted. Oh, okay. There was a dreamlike setting, very ancient and red, and I just saw the lovers kind of bathed in red light, kind of just loving completely and intensely with like the fervor that darkens into shadow or flame waits, and then looking into each other's constellation eyes, there's like kind of admitting to like this emotional surrender in a very few words, or maybe a lot of words, but you can feel it. It's not unrequited because there's a symmetry between both sets of affections, and it's just lovely all the way through. It was well done.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you so much. All right, we will do that next.
And next we have Love Like a Tidal Wave by Heavenly Angel. And Pam, would you care to give this a read for us, please?
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. Love Like a Tidal Wave by Heavenly Angel. There's a dreamy Texas full moon in the sky tonight. It feels like heaven when you're holding me tight. I melt like butter when your lips touch mine. And my body trembles with your every touch. Two hearts in symphony, a language, a melody, only you and I understand. How you hypnotize and tantalize lying next to me with your whispers of love, soft as a murmuring breeze. Knowing our love making's about to begin, the feeling of butterflies tingle deep within as you kiss me and lovingly caress my hair. Love, like a tidal wave, consumes me. One cannot hold back a rising tide. End poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And I like it. You know, she pulled this out of a bunch of collaborations that her and Easy Writer wrote together. So that's a beautiful thing to be able to do, to make a poem out of bits and pieces of a bunch of collaborations. You know, it's something that held itself together and, you know, how didn't lose its hold throughout the write. But I really enjoyed the penultimate stanza. Knowing our lovemaking is about to begin, the feeling of butterflies tingle deep within. As you kiss me and lovingly caress my hair, love, like a tidal wave, consumes you. One cannot hold back in rising tide. Yeah, that was just beautiful. Fantastic. What did you think, Pam? Oh, sorry, Weaver.
Oh, okay. I thought it was beautiful. Of course it was. It was just lovely. And you have two hearts in symphony. In symphony, oh yeah. A language, a melody, only you and I understand. Well, you do find that. There are couples who actually end each other's sentences or say the same thing together. You know, if they're so in tune with each other, they know what the other person is going to either say or think, which is lovely. It means that, you know, you really understand or know the person that you're living with and the person that you love. I'm sorry, it's going to be quite a short comment because that noise is just getting on my thrumneys. So, very sorry, Heavenly Angel. It was a beautiful, beautiful poem, only spoiled by the bumbling sound behind it. So, thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much, Weaver. And Zach, what did you think?
I can hear you.
Oh,
hello.
Hi. Hello, sorry. I guess I was the culprit for the noise. I don't think I caught that love like a tidal wave.
It's all right. I'm not surprised. The noise was terrible. Is that you, Luyu? Luyu?
Yes, it is.
Hello, babe.
Hi, honey. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yes.
Hey.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hi. Hi, Miss Pam. Hello, Zach and Weaver and Gray Eyes. I don't know who else is on. I can't tell. And everybody in the group.
And you've got everybody. That's just all that's on. Just us lot. Thank you. Great to hear you, my darling. Good that you dropped in. It's lovely to hear you. Okay. Back to you, Gray. Has everybody commented?
Hi, Luyu. Did you get a chance to hear that last poem?
No, but I read it while everybody was commenting. You know, this is just a beautiful collaboration. And just to take lines from your previous poem and meld it into a whole new poem beautifully was just lovely to hear. I mean, I really loved how she opened it up. There's a dreamy Texas full moon in the sky tonight. It feels like heaven with you holding me tight. I mean, that imagery is, you know, Texas is so such a huge state that you can see for miles and miles the sky in the moonlight. And so they take us into this dreamy image. And then I really loved where she said that knowing our lovemaking about to begin, the feeling of butterflies tingle deep within, you know, that feeling when you're so into somebody and just the feel of their lips just sends shivers and butterflies in your stomach. So I just thought this was a gorgeous collaboration from the both of them.
Great comment. Thank you so much, Lou. All right, Lou, where are we next?
And next we have Naomi just sent me a message saying that she's not going to be calling in, so I've just put up her poem now. So it's As a Tree in Winter by Naomi Sarah. And I wonder if you'd like to read this for us, will you?
Oh, yes, it would be my honor. As a Tree in Winter by Naomi Sarah. I stood frozen, frightened and forlorn, but you came with the warmth of spring, and I felt the softening, the gentle thawing of my heart as we melted into one another, forming a new star with its own gravity and radiant light, infusing me with a quiet emotion that in time became part of the oxygen I needed to breathe. And tenderly, our love continued to spread, sweet and strong, as intricate and beautiful as all the colors of our world, written in cottony cursive swirls of ivory clouds, whispered upon the lightness of the floating breeze, falling as clear and pure as fresh summer rain. And as we stand, my hand in yours, looking up at the sky, it is painted in the deepest blue, that of fairy tale dreams, for you are mine, and I am yours. End poem.
Beautiful read, Lee. And what did you think, Weaver?
Oh, that was a beautiful read. Really was, Lou. I'm so glad you popped in time to read it. That is just brilliant. And you put so much passion into it, which really, I mean, it was a beautiful poem anyway, but it brought it to life, as it would have done, I suppose, had Naomi been able to read it as well. But beautiful, beautifully written. So sweet and so many beautiful images within this. You know, you're looking at the sky, you're looking at the colours, you're looking at, oh my goodness me, so much. Absolutely beautiful, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you so much. And Tam Ray, what are your thoughts?
Oh my goodness, this is so romantic. The imagery and the metaphors are so beautiful and brilliant throughout. I really like how it speaks on a love that grows stronger over time, and such wonderful imagery. But I especially like as summer rain and that falling as clear and pure as fresh summer rain, and as we stand, my hand in yours, looking up at the sky, is painted in the deepest blue, that of a fairy tale of dreams, for you are mine and I am yours. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Excellent comment. Thanks so much, Pam. And Zach, what are your thoughts?
This kind of reminded me about like the end of a Jack London book. If like Jack London didn't write it so like horrifically at the end, because like I felt like frozen, but kind of returning back to life with like warmth that was overtaking the cold, and there was like this melting sensation that was delicious and concrete, and you could kind of see it, you could taste it, and you could smell it, and there's like it's a very picturesque right throughout. It's very well done.
Excellent comment, Zach. Thank you so much. And Lee, you read it. What did you think?
Well, this is just beautiful, penned. It is so full of emotions and imagery that just takes your breath away. And I really love where she puts that out, that in time became part of the oxygen I needed to breathe. You know, and tenderly our love continued to spread. It's, you know, it's that realization that you really feel alive when the other person calls you on the phone, sends you a card, you know, just hearing their voice just makes you gasp for that extra air that you feel when you're around them. And, you know, she just took us on this beautiful journey of a relationship that is developing into something beautiful.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Lee. All right, we move over to next.
And next we have The Wheels Kick and the Wind's Song by Eric Svensson. And Gray, would you read this one, please?
Sure, you betcha. The Wheels Kick and the Wind's Song by Eric Svensson. Close to the white cliff of Dover, unhalted, with hat in hand, thoughts parasol, bow leans in, urgent hands, arrest arms, wave echolocation weaves in a dream kiln. Kill him. How to say, when to ask, why break the spell of loveliness within his firm grasp, rectitude rest, peaches and cream, flushed by sun, fleecy white proud flotilla floats on high, love's golden fleece encapsulates, sainted Valentine advises, invisible, indivisible, Cupid aims his arrow, man of marrow, speak the words, concave mind, minutious, trembles. What to say, where to propose, and the wheels kick, and the wind's song, and the white sails shaking. A gray mist on the sea's face, and a gray dawn breaking. Think Sea Beaver by John Masefield, old chap. Culmination of calabash uncertainty calibrates. Self-effacing champion Cambridge roar alters. Will she want to be my Valentine? End poem. All right, Lee, what did you think?
I thought it was beautiful. That picture is so sweet. The white cliffs of Dover. Quite scary if you're standing on the edge of them, let me tell you. I've done that a few times. But I love the fact that we've got sort of Victorian flavour to this, where you have the lady with the hat and the ribbons and the gentleman with the lovely suit and the jackets all neat and tidy. Yeah, those were the days. People did not go out without a hat and gloves and a tie. Fabulous. But then we have the comments about the girl herself. Peaches and cream flushed by sun. Fleecy white cloud flotilla floats on high. Love's golden fleece encapsulate sainted Valentine's advice. Invisible, indivisible, Cupid aims his arrows. Very well put, very well written. And I'm sorry that noise is getting to me again. Apologies, people. Absolutely gorgeous, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Weaver. And Pam Ray, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I thought this was absolutely wonderful. I'm really glad Eric was inspired by one of the Valentine's picture prompts put up. I thought he told a great story based on the chosen prompt. I love that he opened up with the close to the white cliffs of Dover, unhalted with hat in hand. I mean, what a wonderful opening there. And then I really love the imagery of peaches and cream flushed by sun, fleecy white clouds, the pillow floats on high. Just a really nice romantic story on two lovers enjoying each other's company by the seashore. So very well done.
Excellent comment, Tim. Thank you so much. And Zach, what did you think?
Thought there was such a care to the piece, attention to detail, especially with I gotta say fanciness. There's a little bit of fanciness, but it was warranted because it wasn't like ostentatious or gaudy. It was just like pretty concrete and subtle with like parasols and it was he just felt like a dapper gentleman. It was just very thoughtful and tasteful and kind of like a. It reminded me of like a college kind of love that's kind of like abroad, that's taking place abroad because I guess it's at Cambridge, so brings that to mind. So I thought it was beautiful. Very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Zach. Thank you so much. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
Well, I do love the Valentine card that he picked. And I've got to say, Pam, I looked at all your photographs that you put up. It was so nostalgic and just gorgeous. And, you know, this just also reminds me of a period piece. You did a nice job in reading it, Gray. I loved his imagery. I loved the stanza that Pam picked. That was my favorite stanza. You know, but I did like, you know, where he questions himself at the end, you know, will you be my Valentine, you know, because he's saying that he, where to propose, and, you know, that dilemma, and I just thought that he just brought back all the romantic nostalgia from that time.
Absolutely, yeah. Wonderful comment, Lee. Thank you. And, you know, I thought he captured the essence of the picture that he chose quite beautifully. You know, it almost brought, his words brought that picture to life. And, you know, you can see all this as you read through it. But Things Sea Fever by John Masefield, old chap. Combination of calabash uncertainty, calibrates, self-effacing champion, Cambridge rower falters. Will she want to be my Valentine? I really enjoyed that questioning at the end. So, yeah, beautiful, right? And thank you for sharing. All right, Weaver, what do we have next?
Well, it just so happens. I'm just guessing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put Zach's poem up just now because time is going on.
That's so, right.
Yeah, so just give me a moment until I get back to where I was. I'm indulging myself because I really want to hear it, so please nobody shout at me. Not my fault. Okay, this is Vampiric Visage by our Zach. So go ahead, please, Zach.
Okay. Let's see it yet. I could just read off of mine, though. Let's see, is it there?
Have you got it yet?
Oh, there it is. There it is. All right. All right. Her marbled moon face looms behind the fog window, bottom lip curls hiding fangs, visage whiter than alabaster, drained of all past red blush, pallid corpse-like, suspended outside the second story, gray predator eyes lock on the sleeping victim. She licks reddened lips. He stirs, whimpers, sits up, thunderstruck by her floating face, arms go limp at his sides, eyes unfocused, lose themselves, staggering to open the window wide. He meets your sinewy embrace, and sable silver basins sinking into quicksilver eyes, filling clotted hollows with red. Flowers blossom round her, wreathed face, bloodied, sucking the candy-colored threads, flowing like molasses. Candy apple red blood covers her lips, cheeks. She could slumber sound, crawling into the dark ground, sinks into her very coffin, where worms feel to tread. And poem.
Well, fantastic, right, Zach? And your read was excellent. But it says in your author's notes that this is for Alice's contest, Fantastical Fantasy, Meet My Inspiration, Rosie Graves, a friend of mine. She's a model on Facebook. She's based mostly in Ohio. Good luck to the contestants. So, yeah, you did a great take on the prompt. You know, it really is a dart, right? It's haunting, but you can feel her desire in this poem for his blood. you know, it's definitely dark and beautiful at the same time. So well done. And thank you for sharing that. But yeah, Weaver, what did you think?
Thanks.
Oh, it was great. I liked it a lot. I liked the first stanza. Oh, just so cool. I mean, this is what you expect. This marbled moon face looming behind the fog in the window. And then we have the bottom lip curls hiding fangs. This is perfect. Pallid corpse-like suspended outside the second story. So then you think, you know, this is something that's going on here. This should not be happening. This is weird. And then we have the eyes are upon the sleeping victim. Wow. So he's aware. He becomes aware. The sort of seventh, sixth sense wakes him up. I thought it was brilliant. I just thought the whole thing just moved together so beautifully. And then that those last few lines were just creeps. I just loved it. I do love things like this. It make me shiver. And this certainly did. Beautifully done. And that picture of that poor girl. Somebody should teach you how to put lipstick on. Something going badly wrong here. it was perfectly done, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much. We want more of this, please. More vampires. Thank you for sharing.
Good comment. Thank you, Weaver. And Pam Ray, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I thought this was wonderful, dark sensuality all the way through that oozes with admiration for the feminine power within and without. And amazing lines all the way through, but you know me, I'm always a big fan when whimpering is involved. So I just particularly like he stirs, whimpers, sits up, thunderstruck by her floating face, arms going limp at his side. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you so much. And Louie, what did you think?
Well, Zach, I'm in for a good fight on Valentine's. Who doesn't want to get bit on Valentine's? Okay, I loved your sensual imagery here, sucking the candy-colored red, flowing like molasses. Candy apple red blood covers her lips. Your imagery is fabulous. I enjoyed the read and the entire dark poem. Yeah, I like vampires, so excellent poem, Zach.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Would you like to say anything about your poem, Zach?
A little bit, yeah. I was particularly inspired by the scene in Salem's Lot where Danny Glick approaches Mark in the windowsill. And also the scene, or the movie Let the Right One In, in general, though a little bit, the characters are not as young for sure. They're definitely not. But, yeah, this is inspired by vampires. And, yeah, I love writing it.
Great comment. Thank you so much for sharing that. All right, Weaver, what do we have next?
Oh, sorry. I was getting into the character there. next we have Valentine Wish by Daniel Duhaime. And Louie, would you like to give this a little read for us, please?
Yes, it'd be my pleasure. Hold on a second because my computer's going kind of slow. I don't see the link yet. Hold on, let me refresh. Okay, come on. Okay, got it. Valentine Wish by Daniel Duhaime. Angel of love potions flying around upon invisible air, send your muses of love to the one I hold dear. Lend me the golden key to open her heart so I may enter inside the tomb of her soul that holds many mysteries locked inside. Let me enter her eyes of blue sky, or a war wages inside between the cherubs of evil and the cherubs of good. Let me cast out the evil with one kiss. And pump.
Beautiful read, Lou. And I enjoyed the write. You know, it speaks to getting inside the heart and mind of the one that you love and, you know, chasing out the evil that exists within. And, I thought it was beautiful. I really enjoyed it, especially that opening stanza. Angel of love's potions flying around upon his invisible air. Send your muses of love to the one I hold dear. That's very touching. Excellent, right? And great read, Weaver. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yes, that was a beautiful read, Ruyu. That's why I asked you to do it. I love hearing you read. So it was beautiful. And that last stanza, wow. Let me enter her eyes of blue skies where war wages inside. Between the cherubs of evil and the cherubs of good, let me cast out the evil with one kiss. Oh, well done if you can do that. I love it. That's so clever. Yes, very well written, Daniel. I really love the whole thoughts behind it, that somebody here is locked and can't get out, may not want to be in the position that she's in, and it looks like you are the champion coming to the rescue. I'm sorry, as much as I can say, because that noise is just awful. Okay, beautifully done, Daniel. I'm sorry about the shortness of my comment, but now we've got squeaking doors. Oh no squeaking doors. Okay, beautifully done. Thank you, Daniel, for sharing.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. And Tamarine, what are your thoughts?
I like how this is like the Valentine's Day equivalent of the angel and the demon on the shoulders. I also like the fairy tale type element to it. You know, like a lot of times it's the kiss of true love that has magic that awakens the princess or, you know, takes away the curse. And here the power of true love, the kiss has the power to cast out evil. I thought it was such a wonderful and creative take on the prompt and the theme, and very well done.
Excellent comment, Dan. Thank you so much. And Zach, what are your thoughts?
There's like a deep yearning throughout the piece. It was pure, though. There wasn't like any darkness in it. It was pretty angelic, and it just was that much more pure that you could sense that it was the afterlife, I think, in some regard, that like soulmates found each other and are just continuing to live their eternal lives together. So that was beautiful.
Absolutely. Great comment, Zach. Thank you. And Louie Wilder, what did you think?
You know, when I was reading this, it just reminded me of an old-fashioned Valentine's card that, you know, in beautiful lace that was sent to the person that we love. And sometimes the evil can be the sadness and heaviness that we carry within ourselves, the lack of belief. And for somebody to see that beauty and strength in you and to say that they see the goodness in you, the cherubs of good, and that they can kiss out whatever horrific thoughts or whatever evil things that we believe about ourselves, and want to see more of us and unlock the other mysteries that we have. And, you know, this was kind of mystical. And it was just gorgeous. I enjoyed it very much.
Great comment. Thank you so much. All right, Eva, what do we have next?
And coming up next is... Here we are. A Valentine's Day Wish by Bookworm Dave. And Gray, would you read this for us, please?
You betcha. So we have a Valentine's Wish. A Valentine's Day Wish by Bookworm Dave, 227. Romance can fill the air. Strong smells of roses. Perfumes to be tried. Dinner reservations to make, maybe a card, candy with a sweet Victoria's Secret gift card. Her favorite words are, I love you, even if I try to spell it in fancy calligraphy, emotions over distance, fondness for her. Yes, there is love in her heart. Maybe it's not just not romantic, platonic friendship with love, as I think of ways to express it. So let me wish, dream, desire, dare to love a friend such as her. End poem. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, my headphones are slipping off my head. So, I thought this was lovely. I thought I was looking at the same one we just read, but I realized there was day in there as well, so it's a different one entirely. Oh, I'm such a fool. So this was beautiful. Bookworm Day, beautifully done. You have to excuse me, I'm feeling rather, I'm a bit ill at the moment, so excuse me if I start to cough at you.
Aww.
That's okay.
Sending you kisses.
Oh, thank you. It's just one of those things, yeah, I think everybody's getting this kind of malaise at the moment. It's not the nicest. It's grey and misty outside, so it's not perfect, is it really? No. But it's a perfect night for love. Did I really say that?
That's okay.
I'm a fool.
You romantic Scottish woman.
Oh, I am. Wait till you start. Wait till you hear the bagpipes going. Oh, really, that'll be it. I'll be bowled over, be God. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Great comment, Lee. Thank you so much. And Tamray, what are your thoughts?
Wait. She didn't comment.
Well, I kind of
did. She was talking about bagpipes.
Well, that's about it. That's about what you want to hear. That was, thank you very much, Gray, for cutting me off, because it was starting to go towards something that might be a little bit exciting, and we can't be doing that right now. Yeah, that's it. Bagpipes and love. All we want.
I think you must have cut it out, Kate, or at least for us deaf people, because I didn't hear you either. So.
Yeah, neither did I.
Oh dear. Well, it wasn't very interesting.
Did you have more you wanted to say, Kate, before I commented?
Not at all, my dear. Thank you. I said more than enough.
All right. Well, you know, I thought this was a wonderful story, right? I like how he speaks on the idea that love comes in many forms. I like how it speaks on a long-distance relationship. And, you know, communicating. I like the use of the word calligraphy and the kind of the humor that comes through that. Her favorite words are, I love you, even if I try to spell it in fancy calligraphy. Sounds a lot like anytime I try to spell anything. Emotions over distance, fondness for her. Yes, there is love there in her heart. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you so much. And Zach, what did you think?
I thought it was amazing. At first, I felt like the roses and the redness was a little bit cloying, but then I kind of rolled with it, and kind of like enjoyed, like kind of just observing the imagery of like this elaborate yearning that is elegantly written in like spiral calligraphy, and it's. Maybe it's platonic, but it's still the yearning's still there. So the unrequited aspect is there, which is very touching and well written.
Great comment, Zach. Thank you so much. And Lee Wilder, what did you think?
Well, I thought this was a beautiful poem by Dave. I mean, he's talking about somebody that he's in love with, and they're long distance friends. And, you know, and he brings out that, you know, he's going to, you know, I mean, how romantic to live long distance and then to have somebody have flowers show up in your door. You know, of course, he can't make dinner reservations, but, you know, unless he's there, you know, but he says, you know, sending a card and then with a gift card. And then he, you know, you can tell the nervousness in his stomach. That's what I got. Her favorite words are, I love you, even if I try to spell it in fancy calligraphy. And then he says, emotions over distance, fondness of her. There is love there in her heart. And, you know, and he can feel it. And he says, you know, sometimes the best relationship can be a close best friend relationship. And, you know, even though he would like to take it more that I'm reading, but you know, he says she's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic comment, Lee. And on my comment to him, I put, when friendship harbors a secret love, this can be a trying situation. You know, when you're in love with a friend, that's a hard situation to be in, because You know, do you want to cross that line? Do you want to put your friendship at risk because of your desire to take it further, you know, and lose that friendship, which is a hard place to be. So my heart goes out to him in that respect. It was a fantastic write and a pleasure to read it. All right, Lisa, what do we have next?
And coming up next is Happy Valentine's Day by Nanarm45. And I'll give this one a read, because at this point I've lost track of who's doing what. So just bear with me, folks, okay? Somebody will read something. This is Happy Valentine's Day by Nanarm45. That noise is... has stopped. Thank you, noise. Stop. Weird. Okay. What does this...
I think it's me, because it goes away every time. I think it's me because it goes away every time I mute, so I don't know. I apologize.
Paranoid about it. I keep thinking it's me.
No,
it's
not
aliens.
Yeah.
Tell her, Trey. Tell her it's your aliens.
Yeah, I do have aliens that haunt my phone, so.
Oh.
Yeah, at least that's it.
Spooky Valentine's Day.
I don't think it's you, Gray, because you're not muted at the moment, and I can't hear the noise. So I don't think it's you.
No.
Because if it was you, I would be able to
okay.
hear it now. So you just, everybody stay where they are, because it's perfect. There is no noise. I can hear myself think. That's my excuse. Okay, here we go. Diddly-bit. Nanarm 45. Happy Valentine's Day. What does this Valentine's Day consist of? A bouquet of roses, words filled with love. I am sending this card wishing you two the best Valentine's Day ever, just for you. Presenting you with a box of chocolates trimmed with red roses and white lace, with lots of candy with a delicious taste. Share love and romance you two entwine by going out for dinner to wine and dine. A card of poetry has lots of meaningful words to a special person who longs to be heard. There is something very magical in the air. Feeling of love and friendship everywhere. So send a Valentine card to show you care. End poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And I enjoyed the poem, you know. It really speaks to what Valentine's Day is. And, you know, it's a box of chocolates, red roses, white lace, and lots of candy with delicious taste. You know,
right?
And, you know, it's a romance. Yeah?
Are you wearing white lace?
You wish. No, I'm not. But, no.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
I wish you'd said yes.
Yeah. No, not in public. But
only behind closed
yeah.
doors, right? Oh yes. Carry on.
Right. Yeah, exactly. but you know, I thought it was wonderful, you know. A card of poetry has lots of meaningful words to a special person who longs to be heard. You know, it's touching. It was a beautiful write and you did a great read of it, Weaver. And Pam Ray, what did you think of the poem?
Did you say my name?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Oh, I thought it was just absolutely wonderful. You know, I'm really glad that Nanarm was inspired. I really thought she captured very well the spirit of Valentine's Day. And that she puts in her AN, I love the meaning of Valentine's Day. It is a special time of the year that you can show love to the ones you care about. Wonderful, wonderful lines all the way through. But I do especially like share love and romance, you two entwine by going out for dinner to wine and dine. Great lines and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. Thank you so much. And Zach, what did you think?
I thought it was very touching throughout. There was like a one-on-one sort of like back and forth through the piece, through an exchange of like gifts and also friendship before anything, I guess, happens. Like initiation, kind of nice one. So it was very symmetrical with the rhyme and meter too, and very easy to follow with my ears. So I like that a lot. It was just beautifully written. I loved it.
Great comment, Zach. Thank you so much. And Lee, what did you say?
You know, I thought this was a lovely poem. Katie did a gorgeous job in reading it. And, you know, the sentiments in it. Yes, we know all about the roses and chocolate and gray wearing white lace. But, you know, it's nice when you send somebody a card letting them know that you're thinking about them and missing them, and whether that's done in a, you know, a meme, you know, or a GIF that you send. You know, nowadays mostly we do things through the phone. You know, this is a reminder, you know, to, you know, spread the love, share that love. And I thought this was nicely written.
Absolutely wonderful comment. Thank you. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I agree with Lou. It was definitely, and with Zach, beautifully written. And this is, it just, I kind of like, this is the kind of thing I like that had this movement to it that carries you along. You're waiting for the next sentence to start. You're waiting for it to give you what you want out of it, which is love and chocolates and grey wearing white lace. Who could ask for more? Perfect end.
So
thank you for sharing.
Troublemaker.
He sure is. We love her for it.
Yeah. All right. So what do we have next, Lee?
Okay. Was that me? Yeah. You said. Go ahead. Next up, we have $4.99 by Lafayette. Lovely name, anyway. And Lou, are you feeling able to read this for us?
I will do my best, if not, kick in for me. This is written by Lafayette, 4.99. Given up on a walk-through resulted in you tattooed. That was 9 days ago. All was lost. Your end and fate sealed. Most optimistically, you would get one last chance. Tug at a heart, soothe the tear, open some eyes, seal a deal. You stood contained, fighting the days and aging, postulating a plan to liberate and ensnarl a heart. How wondrous your attitude and spirit as you gazed upon the dirty end awaiting. In full view, you watched others slip away and fall, some hitting the ground in a floatful descent, others treated just like garbage. My hands wrapped around you before that end, traveled home to a very welcome delight. Loved raised, smile, eyes glistened, the couple, intimate kiss of the long and more. So thankful for what you delivered to us, all for just $4.99 on clearance. I'll provide a better, kinder ending. Let me introduce you to my compost pile. End poem. Wow.
Oh, dear.
Great read, Lou. And what did you think of the poem, Lou?
It was a surprising ending. Very well done, though. Ah, poor flower. It thought it was going to go home to a lovely place that would get lots of water and tenderness, and it's going to get stuck in the compost pile. Sweet. Oh, my, that's the story of my life, basically, if I'm thinking about it there.
Oh, no.
No, dear. That was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very clever, very interesting, led you along to that final punch, which I love a twist at the end anyway. I'm a sucker for a twist. Does that sound right? No, never mind. I thought it was wonderful. I'm really glad that I got a chance to listen to it and to read it and to enjoy it. And Lafayette, thank you very much, and I want more, please.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you so much. And Tamaree, are you back? Nope. Okay, Zach, what did you think of the poem?
There was a walking off for the personalized tattoo. I mean, like, walking off from that and not having the name engraved. That's at the last minute, too. That's really sad to begin with. And there's a love here that kind of speaks to, like, long history of trauma and abuse. Not to mention togetherness, too. It reminded me of the kind of love that Jesse Pinkman and Gene had in Breaking Bad. And it's a tragedy. There's also, like, a feeling of life till death do us part, especially at the end with the earth. Yeah, tragic. Well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Zach. And we love them. What did you think?
On mute.
Hello, you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. You know, Valentine's always isn't a happy day for everybody. It can sometimes bring up memories because Valentine's is supposed to be a day of love. But when you got somebody that you have their name tattooed on your chest or your arm, and then the agony that some relationships go through, the breakup and how they treat other people, it's just a reminder to you on Valentine's about how love should be but isn't. And you know, and then, you know, he brings out that he bought, it is a beautiful flower, four rose picture that he pinned to. And he says that he brought this on, he got the flowers on, what did he say here? Flowers purchased on clearance. You know, and the meaning of that, you know, that sometimes they put you up for sale, you know, so I found this really sad and very well written.
Absolutely. Great comment. Please, thank you so much. And Pam Ray, what did you think?
It was definitely a deep, dark write on being tossed aside. Like a piece of trash, the idea that, as we were saying, Valentine's Day isn't happy for everyone. It kind of reminds me of this guy I went on a few dates with many, many years ago, who I was waiting out in the parking lot with him for him because we worked at the same store, and he came out late and said, "Sorry, I wanted to wait until the Valentine's Day stuff went on clearance before I bought you something."
Oh!
And I was like,
"Oh,
I'm getting laid tonight, Mr. Clearance."
And that sucks.
But yeah, definitely a strong emotive piece. And well done.
Yeah, great comment, Pam. Thank you so much. And yeah, you know, you can feel the pain in the write, especially with that the compost pile bit. I'll provide a better, kinder ending. Let me introduce you to the compost pile. You know, when the flower goes straight to the compost pile, you know it's done. And so I thought it was great, right? And thank you for sharing that, Lafayette. Okay, Weaver, where are we to next?
And next we have, I've got this black screen coming up, LG Mace, Lips to Lips. And Zach, would you like to read this romantic poetry, please?
Sure. Lips to lips, my fingers clasp your fingertips. You close your eyes as my head comes close to you. Such a tender moment, old-fashioned but true. As I imagine, you stepping out of your dress of blue, but my lusty thoughts I shall have to keep to myself. Desirous man, hungers, kept on passion's shelf, but my love for you holds the highest respect. When we finally come together, creating moments we shan't forget. For in this moment, in space and time, a purity as lips to lips, we seal the sweet promise, my precious Valentine. End poem.
Great read, Jack. And, you know, I like the poem. It speaks to keeping the honor of your desire pure. And even though it's not, you know, you present it as it is and you guard that. So I thought it was wonderful on respecting the woman that you're with and, you know, the purity of the kiss. So it was just beautiful. Thank you for sharing, LT. What did you think, Weaver?
Oh, I thought it was brilliant. I love that. The very start of it just gave you the whole idea of what you would be enjoying. Lips to lips. My fingers clasp your fingertips. That's the start of a song, isn't it? Lovely. And then you close your eyes as my head comes close to you. Such a tender moment. Old-fashioned but true. So pretty, so lovely, and very sweet. But I love those first two lines. They'll be with me. I'll be writing a song about that tonight, Lips to Lips. Very good. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. It was very enjoyable and very well done. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great comment, Weaver. And Pam Ray, what did you think?
Yeah, this was definitely a wonderful romantic write by L.G. Mace. Beautiful lines all the way through, but I especially but my love for you holds the highest respect when we finally come together, creating moments we shan't forget. For in this moment, in space and time, a purity as lips to lips, we feel this sweet promise, my precious Valentine. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. And Lee Wilder, what did you think?
I really enjoyed this poem by LG and the read by Zach. What I liked was how also the same thing that Pam and Katie picked up, where they take the old-fashioned Valentine cards, you know, lips to lips, my lips clasp your fingers, you close your eyes as my head comes close to you. And there's that old-fashionedness. And then the old-fashioned last sentence, purity as lips to lips, we seal the sweet promise, my precious Valentine. But what she did with this was very clever. She kind of reminded me of those Victorian sandwiches with the soft bread on top, but it had those delicious fillings in the middle of those, you know, tea time sandwiches, where those thoughts were not expressed at that time, you know, because they, you know, they were very old-fashioned. But it didn't mean that they didn't think that way when they kissed each other. And I thought this was nicely done.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment. Thank you. And Zach, you read it. What did you think?
I thought it was a very pure kind of love. Like, it reminded me of, like, a locket closing, like, one side and the other, kind of, like, together. There's a real sense of warmth and togetherness throughout that wasn't, like, hot. But it was definitely simmering with the exchange of, like, cards and lovely sentiment instead of other things. So there's not too much. It's very well done.
Great comment, Zach. Thank you so much. All right, Weaver, where are we to next?
Well, get this one. Hopefully we'll be able to manage to get a couple, another one after this one. But this is called Because of You. And Zach, would you like to read this for us, please?
Okay. Because of you, I now know what true love really is. It is staying up all night talking about any and everything. It's being held in your arms without expecting anything. It is looking into your eyes and seeing them light up when you look at me. It is loving your soft, warm kisses and holding hands in the car. It is the way you laugh. It makes me smile. And the way you joke around, it is the warmth in your touch, the softness in your pores. It is knowing that you love me, too, just by looking at you. It is having you as my very best friend and telling you everything. It is knowing you are my everything, my world, my happiness, my love forever, and never wanting to be anywhere with anyone else but you. It is me saying, I love you, Chris. You make me complete, so I'm asking you now, in front of the world, will you marry me? End poem.
Beautiful read, Doc. And I like it. You know, it's so devoted and so uplifting in its devotion that, you know, it really is palpable. It is the warmth of your touch, the softness in your pores. It is knowing that you love me too just by looking at you. It is having you as my very best friend and telling you everything. It is knowing you are my everything, my world, my happiness, my love forever, and never wanting to be anywhere with anyone else but you. You know, when that's all you crave, that person, every day, everywhere, you know, that's a beautiful and powerful love, so it's intoxicating. Excellent, right? And thank you for reading, Zach. Beaver, what did you think?
Oh, everything you said. Perfect. Yeah, because of you. Beautiful. So it's so, you know, you see that it is, and I love repetition in poetry. If used correctly, and this is, and if used cleverly, which this is, then it's just beautiful. And it just leads you into exactly how she feels. And I'm not going to say any more because my ears are getting sore with that noise. So thank you so much, Kim, for sharing that with us. I thought it was a beautiful light, and I love that idea of the repetition in the light. Oh, it's gone. Good-o. And so, yes, more, please. Very well done. Thank you for sharing.
Excellent comment, Eva. Thank you so much. And Pam Ray, what did you think?
Oh, my goodness. Such a beautiful dedication to the one she loves, all the way through a romantic Valentine's Day rite, knowing that someone who loves her makes her a better person, a stronger person. It really shows the support within the relationship. And I thought it was wonderful all the way through. But I especially like it is the way you laugh that makes me smile, and the way you joke around, and the warmth in your touch, the softness in your cores, is knowing that you love me too just by looking at you. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And me, what did you think?
Well, I went and looked at what Valentine she picked, and she picked "My entire life exists in you. Happy Valentine's Day." You know, and each line she expresses appreciation that she has for this man that she loves. You know, and, you know, there's nothing like a man that has humor and can make you, you know, that can smile and make your day lighter because, you know, life is, you know, it's not easy. But one of the things that I liked, that line that she said, it's being held in your arms without expecting anything, you know, and when that person makes you feel that way, you feel like you can go through anything in the world. And so, you know, in the end, she asked him, is this me saying, I love you, Chris? You make me complete, so I'm asking you now, in front of the world, will you marry me? What a beautiful sentiment and tribute to this person that makes her feel fabulous.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Thank you. And Zach, what did you think?
It was amazing. I just wanted to note the repetition, which for sure, with every line, it kind of built with the refrain of it is. That's all it took to keep the poem with this insane feeling of momentum. That was very symmetrical from every line throughout, and it's very parallel, like the lines are very, like, lots of parallelism, lots of playing with meter. I like that. I like it. Well, I like that when I read it. So that was very cool.
Excellent comment, Zach. Thank you so much. All right. Weaver, what do we have next?
Well, I'm pretty sure we have time for another one. Let's have a look. My Forever Valentine. Bye. I can't say that name. I'm so sorry. Can anybody else pronounce it for me?
Zuza.
Thank you.
Zuza,
Zuza. I like it, Zuza. So, okay, well, I'm here. I'll read this one because I haven't read it for a little while. So, My Forever Valentine. In the quiet moments of the moon-kissed skies, a beacon radiating love in unstinting swells, I dive into your eyes, finding solace in their tranquility. Your smile ignites the dark like a luminous crescent, guiding my heart's rhythm, a spark undying. In your embrace, love's purest form I perceive, a boundless sea in which I believe willingly. In a universe of fleeting moments, we are constant. Beyond physical components, our souls intertwine. For even when apart, distance is a mere word. We feel, we know, our hearts connect. To you, my love, this ode, a testament of my love's entirety. My forever Valentine, I found my home in you. In this love, this life, together, forever in love. End poem.
Beautiful read. And I enjoyed the poem. You know, it really speaks to that otherworldly connection that people have when they're lucky enough to find it, where distance has no physical bounds, where you can be a world apart and still feel each other's heart and soul, you know, and you can feel their sadness halfway across the world, or you can feel their excitement on the other side of the world. And so I loved it. You know, it speaks to a cosmic love, which I'm all about. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And Pam Ray, what did you think of the poem?
Oh, this is so sweet and so tender, beautifully written couplets all the way through. Love the opening lines and the quiet moments under moon-kissed skies and the sense of romanticism in this with beyond physical components, our souls intertwine. So even when apart, distance is a mere word, we feel, we know, our hearts connect. Wonderful write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Zach, what are your thoughts?
There was a lightened kind of love throughout that was just waiting in the dark. And there was just emerging together in this darkness, an ode to a long distance kind of love that this connection seemed to transcend the earth and exist in more of a cosmic space. So I really thought that was cool. And what a way to end the show on a positive and a slightly spooky Valentine's Day. I thought it was well done.
Great comment. Thank you. And Lee Wilder, what did you think?
Well, I like to go antique shopping, and I feel like I picked up an old book, and I open it up, and I find this old Valentine card. That's a beautiful photograph that she wrote, too. And I feel like I'm reading something from maybe World War II, this old type of poetry, old-time poetry that is written during Valentine's, and this was just beautiful. You know, she starts off within the quiet moments under moon-kissed skies, and then she says, your smile ignites the dark like a luminous crescent. And then, you know, she just, you know, she goes on, and then, you know, she's, you know, it says, beyond physical components, our souls entwined. We feel, we know, our hearts connect. To you, my love, this code, a testament of my love's eternity. And I thought that she caught that photograph along with her words in these beautiful couplets.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. And Beaver, you read it. What did you think?
Yeah, it was lovely. I like couplets. I've really got into them in a big way. I really enjoy the speed you can get through and the balance you can get with them. And I think this was just beautiful. There's so many lovely couplets. Your smile ignites the dark like a luminous crescent.
Ah, so sweet. I bound the sea in which I believe willingly. Lovely. Thank you so much for sharing. I enjoyed it.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Weaver. All right, so we have 5 minutes left. So should we try another one or just go?
Yeah, we have a 12-syllable poem at the bottom of the page that could be read. It's called Love in 12 Syllables.
Oh.
Oh. Yes,
oh, Love in 12 Syllables. We've got to have that.
Okay.
Pam, do you fancy reading this while I get it up? You'll pardon the expression.
Sure. I would be happy to.
Thank you. Oh, I was being rude again. I apologize. Okay. Love in 12 syllables. Over to you, babe.
All right. Love in 12 syllables by Fill My Eyes. Soft touch, tender sigh, breathless moments, eye to eye, and home.
Well, beautiful read, Pam. And Weaver, what do you think?
Oh, lovely. I love the fact that you can get so much feeling and tenderness and beauty within 12 syllables. Very good. I envy that talent. But it was beautifully written. Soft touch, tender sigh, restless moment, eye to eye. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. And Zach, what did you think?
I thought it was great. It was a beautiful brevity. Like Into the Metro, but shorter than that, more contained, and you could see a whole lifetime there a little bit. I thought it was well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Zach. Thank you. And Lee, what are your thoughts?
I just thought this was nicely done. I mean, it's just in those few words, you can grasp the feelings that somebody just makes you feel, you know, just their touch and that tender sigh when you feel their skin touching yours and you close your eyes and, you know, and those are just like breathless moments. And, you know, and then when you look into each other's eye and you can feel that passion, this was gorgeous. Beautiful, Jean. Nicely read, Pam.
Thank you, Liu. And Pam, what did you think of the poem?
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing how much can be said in only 12 syllables. You know, love really does take the breath away, as well as this poem. It's just beautiful all the way through and very well done.
Absolutely. Fantastic comment, Pam. And, you know, I think she's got talent to be able to express so much in so few words. I mean, that takes power, and she has that in spades. So thank you for sharing, Phil. Excellent show, everybody. Much love and happy Valentine's. Thank you for calling in and sharing
happy
your hearts and minds and voices. And
happy Valentine's.
Your time. Good night, all. Much love.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Love you guys.
Love you. Sleep well. I will.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Somebody's having a stretch.
Oh,
oh yes, it sounds good. Good night, lovely people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.